And this is right out of the University of Ottawa and research that offers the hope of a cancer and heart disease miracle drug.
Yeah, this is a really great story, Steve. This starts off with a study on Tibetan Highlanders. And the question was, 18 months ago, when they tried to find out, why do these people survive, Steve, in these high-altitude areas where there's very little oxygen? How do their cells reproduce and maintain themselves? And what they found is that they had a genetic mutation that used a pathway in these cells that allowed them to survive in low-oxygen environments. These cells were able to continue the machinery to use proteins to replace themselves and make the things that they need to survive. Well, what they found from this is that the same mechanism goes on in cancer cells. These cells use a pathway that does not require oxygen for them to survive, as opposed to our other cells, which need oxygen to survive. And because they found this genetic switch that is responsible for this process, what they are saying is that they can switch this on and off, depending on the disease somebody has, to either kill the cancer cells outright, which is what they've been able to do in the lab, or in situations where the body is in a low oxygen environment, that is, a heart attack where blood flow is interrupted, a stroke where blood flow is interrupted, they can switch this on, turn this genetic switch on to allow those cells to work in that low oxygen environment and allow them to survive, thereby beating out what happens when you have a heart attack or stroke.
Wow. And how quickly do you think that they're going to be able to develop that research?
Well, they're already able to do this in the lab. So this is now a matter of, there's still years to go, but it's still, what is fascinating about this is that they have uncovered a brand new mechanism, a brand new way to look at how cells survive. And now, because you have an outline of that mechanism, you can tinker with that and develop a medication that will turn that switch on and off, which they said they've been able to do in the lab. And now it's a matter of now moving that research forward to find out what medications can be used safely in order to do that. So it is very encouraging, Steve. I think this is a fantastic story on how this basic research was done.
It's a local story in today's Ottawa Citizen in the local pages, the city section of today's Ottawa Citizen. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.